Today is the sixth day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you today. Another day, another 20th day, another brand new book, brand new territory that we're moving into for the 20th time as we get fully moved into this month of the year. The Song of Solomon. We've reached that point. The beautiful love poetry. And for the 20th time, moving through this. So I'm grateful, excited about it. Today and tomorrow, we'll be reading the book of the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, which is, like, so different than the territory that we've just come through in Job and Ecclesiastes. And so we've gone to the very, very depths, and now we're going to the very, very, very high heights of love and passion, which can also be the deep, deep, deep depths. For some of us who have had such brokenness in this area, and definitely can relate to both of those, actually, the highs and the lows, and the power of it all. It's a short poem, but it is potent, and it's beautiful, and it is continuing the wisdom literature that Job and Ecclesiastes are. And so wisdom literature is poetic. It is intended to kind of lead us into feelings and places that we can wrestle and contemplate, as opposed to like reading the newspaper to get information. We're reading things that show us how to feel and give us language. And so we will discover very quickly that human sexuality is indeed a celebrated part of the Bible, but it is wisdom literature and it is poetry, and so there are many layers to it. If we're literally reading the poem, then it is the story of passionate consummation of love between a man and a woman who are absolutely lost in each other. And man, the book stands on its own as a witness to that, to marital love, to a passionate physical relationship. And then ancient Jewish tradition also looks allegorically at the poem. It is poetry, right? So it is possible and capable of having a lot of nuance. And so from this perspective, it's a story that tells God's passionate love for his children, the Jewish people. And that is fine and supportable and beautiful in both the Old and the New Testaments. And then Christian tradition, it looks at the Song of Solomon as an allegory for Christ's passion for his church, for his bride, and his desire for that. And it's poetry. All of these can be true. God, if it's allegorically, then God is certainly passionate for his people in a very particular way, in a very deep and bonded and overwhelming way. So as we approach this, there are a number of lenses that we can use to look through it and just invite the Holy Spirit into how it is that you read it or how it is that you take it. No matter how we approach it, It is part of Scripture. It is a meaningful part of Scripture that speaks to us on many levels. and brings us into completely different territory than Job and Ecclesiastes have. And so let's drink deeply of it. One of the traditions that's been running for a long time, and I look forward to this and I'm grateful for this to be able to happen here in the 20th year, is that my wife, who is my beloved, and who I am very passionate for, is here in order to read the poem, because there is a male voice and a female voice in the poetry. So I am grateful once again to be able to read the Song of Songs with my wife. Today, we will read chapters 1 through 4. Solomon's Song of Songs.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. We rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. How right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely, daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards, my own vineyard. I had to neglect. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? If you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds.
I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold, studded with silver.
While the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh, resting between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of Engedi.
How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves.
How handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming. And our bed is verdant.
The beams of our house are cedars. Our rafters are firs.
I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys.
Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women.
Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. Let him lead me to the banquet hall, and let his banner over me be love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Listen, my beloved. Look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Arise, my darling. My beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me.
My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom.
My beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses among the lilies until the day breaks and the shadows flee. Turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the rugged hills. All night long on my bed, I looked for the one my heart loves. I looked for him but did not find him. I will get up now and go about the city. Through its streets and squares, I will search for the one my heart loves. So I looked for him but did not find him. The watchmen found me as they made their rounds in the city. Have you seen the one my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found the one my heart loves. I held him and would not let him go till I had brought him to my mother's house, to the room of the one who conceived me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, by the gazelles and by the does of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Who is this coming up from the wilderness like a column of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and incense, made from all the spices of the merchant? Look, it is Solomon's carriage, escorted by 60 warriors, the noblest of Israel, all of them wearing the sword, all experienced in battle, each with his sword at his side, prepared for the terrors of the night. King Solomon made for himself the carriage. He made it of wood from Lebanon. Its post he made of silver, its base of gold. Its seat was upholstered with purple, its interior inlaid with love. Daughters of Jerusalem, come out and look. You daughters of Zion, look on King Solomon wearing a crown, the crown with which his mother crowned him, on the day of his wedding, the day his heart rejoiced.
How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from the hills of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep just shorn, coming up from the washing. Each has its twin. Not one of them is alone. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like the halves of a pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with courses of stone. On it hang 1,000 shields, all of them shields of warriors. Your breasts are like 2 fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, I will go to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of incense. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the crest of Amana, from the top of Senir, the summit of Hermon, from the lion's dens and the mountain haunts of leopards. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes. with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride? How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume more than any spice? Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are a garden locked up, my sister, my bride. You are a spring enclosed, a sealed fountain. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with choice fruits, with henna and nard, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with every kind of incense tree, with myrrh and aloes, and all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of flowing water, streaming down from Lebanon.
Awake, north wind, and come, south wind, blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste its choice fruits.
2 Corinthians 8:16-24. Thanks be to God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. And we are sending along with him the brother who is praised by all the churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. We want to avoid any criticism of the way we administer this liberal gift, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man. In addition, we are sending with them our brother, who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous, and now even more so, because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and co-worker among you. As for our brothers, they are representatives of the churches and an honor to Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you, so that the churches can see it. Psalm 50, a psalm of Asaph. The mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. But to the wicked person, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You sit and testify against your brother and slander your own mother's son. When you did these things and I kept silent, you thought I was exactly like you. But I now arraign you and set my accusations before you. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you. Those who sacrifice thank offerings, honor me, and to the blameless, I will show my salvation. Proverbs 22, 22, and 23. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the next day forward. And we can take this step and be together and thank you for, well, first of all, thank you for wisdom literature that gives language to things to wrestle with, to things to feel. Thank you for allowing us to feel. Sometimes it feels like it would be better if we couldn't, but this is what life is made of and made up of. Experiences, impulses, feelings, emotions, and they are rich and they bring meaning to what we are doing. And so as we have moved through Job and Ecclesiastes, we've wrestled with so much of the deeper, heavier side of things. Now as we move into Song of Solomon, we wrestle with a completely different thing and observe and feel a completely different thing. And so, Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. And so check that out. Check those out. Be familiar. I mentioned yesterday, a little bit of announcement. So we've had a big week this week releasing The Breathing Prayer, our first ever children's book. And wow, thank you for partnering and supporting that and being excited and enthusiastic about that. We're pretty overwhelmed. It's like blowing us away. We dreamed about doing this and we thought like we've got something here, but it seems like we do. And so thank you for being excited as we are about it. Announced yesterday, this coming Tuesday, so just a couple of days from now, the 9th of September, we're going to do a live broadcast where Jill and I are going to sit down and share the story of The Breathing Prayer and have Ezekiel come, and we'll be there probably signing some books and just sharing, letting you get a look at it and telling the story a little bit again. We'll be doing that live, and so it will be a live broadcast. We're working it out to be on all of our social media channels. Like, it will be a Facebook Live, So if you're on Facebook and you go to the Daily Audio Bible page, it'll be there. Instagram, YouTube, I think X, I think TikTok, I think. I have to get with the tech team, even though I think it's so often me. I have to get with Tyler and see where we're at on that, but we're going to stream to as many simultaneous platforms as we can, so that wherever you are, that we can be there to meet you where you are. But we'll definitely be on Facebook Live, and so as a fallback, for sure there. But we're just going to come on for a little while, and we haven't done this in a while. It's fun to be together in real time. Jill and I, we've just been discussing doing more and more of that as time goes by, and we get set up better to be able to do it easily. And just because being together in real time is a little different than being together just across all time. And so plan for that. Let's all get together in one place at one time on the 9th day of September. That'll be at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And so just, I guess, Google the difference between Central Standard Time in the United States and where you are. I know how that works in the U.S. Like, I know that'll be 7:30 on the East Coast. I know that'll be 5:30 in the Mountain Time Zone, and I know that'll be 4:30 p.m. on the West Coast. I think it's 12:30 a.m. in the U.K., but, and I'd have to look. I don't have it in front of me, like, where it is in Australia and where it is in Asia and just the different time zones of the world, but it's easy enough to find out if you just Google Central Standard Time in the United States versus where you are. And we hope to see you in real time. All of us getting together, it's fun. How many people are all of a sudden, like, talking with each other? Just all of the flow of the comments and stuff. And so we're looking forward to that on Tuesday, the 9th of September. And the Breathing Prayer book is available now. And like I said, we're really kind of overwhelmed with love for it, and just can't wait till it kind of lands. So many are being shipped out that when it lands, we look forward to getting your feedback. And we've getting some pictures of you reading it to your kids and your grandkids and how it's impacting your life. But the Breathing Prayer book, it's beautiful, is available in the Daily Audio Bible Shop, either on the website or in the app. And so check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. Thank you. Thank you for your partnership, and thank you for prayer and encouragement for one another. This is a beautiful community. We have created such a beautiful, safe oasis to be in together. So grateful. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Lori from North Dakota. And first of all, I want to thank Brian and Jill and all your family for this podcast and the opportunity to call in for prayer. I'm calling in today because for prayer for my sister, Diane. She is in the hospital and there's something going on in her brain. Please, please pray that they figure out what's going on with her and pray that God will heal her. And I thank you so much that I can call in and ask for prayer. And I love you guys and pray for you all the time. Thank you, DAB family and friends. I love you.
Hi, everyone. This is Carla Grace. I called about a month and a half ago asking for prayers because I was having anxiety attacks. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who prayed for me. I've been having a lot of good days, but some days are still rough. I know this isn't something that is just going to disappear now from one second to the next. I know this is going to be a process, but I was specifically calling because of someone who called for me from Oklahoma. So I just want to say thank you so much. I've been listening and re-listening to your prayer message for me, and I'm just so grateful that I have you out there praying for me. So it just means a lot to me. So please continue praying for my anxiety. It's still there, but I know God's going to work on it. So thank you.
Hi, this is New Envision Growth out of New York, and I'm calling for the young lady who called from Kansas for her sister, and my heart just went out for her for several reasons. One, I have sisters who fight for me just as you're fighting and praying for your sister. One in particular, Yolanda from Florida. When I fight, she fights. When I cry, she cries. So I hear your cry. As far as your sister's concerned, I have been very open about my fertility journal, and if it's IVF, I know exactly what your sister's going through. It is exhausting, disappointing. You'll be mad at times, angry. Sometimes you want to isolate yourself, just not wanting to be around people and just be where you are, because something like that, truly only God can fix it, but prayer works. And I heard you say that, you know, she's walked out of the doctor's office and them pretty much saying that IVF is the only option, which would be okay if we served a God who had limits, but we don't. We serve a mighty God. Is there anything too hard for God? No. And there has been plenty of people with testimonies that the doctor said one thing and miraculously, guess what? In his time, it happened. I know Victoria Soldier has given her testimony, and there's so many other women. So know that I'm going to be praying for your sister and for all those who are wanting, in addition to their family, that God would do it, and this will be their now season. However he sees it, whether it's surrogacy, IVF, adoption, foster care, or conception naturally, God can do the impossible. Something my father told me with my IVF failed was just trust God, and I do, and I'm praying she will too.
Hi, this is Winnie B. I just finished listening to the August 23rd community prayer. I finally finished it. My work hours have gone from working day shift. I now work overnight, and so it's been a challenge for me to keep up and keep pace with the daily audio Bible. I've been listening every day, but just at a slower pace. But I just need to, I want to acknowledge a couple of things that I heard. First of all, I want to say thank you, Blind Tony, for the poetry. It is so uplifting and so thought-provoking. So I praise God and just, you know, thank you for what you do and will continue to do. And also for Anonymous in California, I want to say praise God that the Lord heard our prayers. So many people have been praying for you concerning your second opinion and the situations that you're in. So let this be a reminder that God is listening to you and he sees you and that he's going to help you through this, through the processes that you happen to go through. And I look forward to hearing more good news. And then I want to pray also for Junk the Treasure. There was a sentencing date on August 25th, so I'm sure the results have come in, and you know, I have to listen a little further to see what they were. But I pray for comfort for you and your family concerning your daughter-in-law and your granddaughter, that God would comfort your hearts during this time and of grief, and may he speak peace to your mind and your heart. And then Break Free Bird, you want to know your spiritual gifts. May God give you sensitivity to his spirit and so that you can hear him. He whispers, and I just pray that you'll hear when he speaks. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Jeff family, this is Sally from Alberta. And I just want to lift up Caleb Asher. He's still in the womb, but Lord, you know every hair on our head. You knit us together in our mother's wombs. You planned this little boy's life before he was even thought of here on earth. And therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, I stand on your word and I claim the healing, the supernatural healing that he needs right now. I pray for peace for his family and strength for them, and that they will not give it way to anxiety, because fear is the thief of joy, Lord. And I claim that they will be rejoicing in this moment with you. I pray that they will submit to you, Lord, that they will resist the enemy, that he will flee from them. And that fear is to be gone, because you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I claim 100% healing right now. There's no abnormalities, but 100% his body is exactly where it should be. And Lord, the lady who called him with Parkinson's and dystonia, I stand on your word for her, Lord, and I claim victory over these conditions and these illnesses. I pray that she will just draw closer to you, that she'll have relief from the pain and the distress. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim victory over these conditions. I claim that because you've done the work, Lord, you went to the cross for us, that by your stripes we are healed. And I state that right now, and I claim it in her body and in her mind, that she will have victory over this. And
good evening, Daily Audio Bible. I am calling to ask for prayer for my son. He is in a marriage. Him and his wife is not getting along. They have two children. I've been praying for them. They are both saved. But it's just hard for him, and I'm lifting him up in prayer. Please pray for him, his wife, and his two children, Lord. They all are saved, but they are not coming to church like they should be. My son trusts and believes in God, but it's hard. It's really hard, and I just want to lift them up in prayer and ask that you continue to pray that God will heal all four of them and help them. If it's his will to heal their marriage, because God does not believe in divorce. And he doesn't want to divorce, but it's hard. Every day he's going through things that he shouldn't be going through. And then it makes him act out to do things that he shouldn't be doing. So I'm just lifting them up to this community and asking you, Lord, to please, please pray for them. And I will give you a testimony. I'm praying that everything will turn out fine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for praying for me, with me, for my son and his family. Thank you.